Heyo, what's up everyone? Welcome to the TJTV podcast. Happy Saturday. And it looks like a very shitty Saturday out right now. Very crappy looking. I mean, it's just cloudy. I think it's going to rain today too at some point. I'm looking at the weather real quick. And from what I'm seeing, it's 50 degrees out and it's going to rain around 7 o'clock tonight and 2 in the morning. It's just like one of these weekends. It's just horrible. Where I'm not very happy about, like, the weather and, you know what I mean? It's not a good scene, but, oh well. Anyways, happy Saturday. Welcome to the show. We have a lot to get into. I was supposed to do an episode, a third one this week, but a lot of things just got away from me. I had some issues going on with the studio. I actually took off on Thursday. I was going to do an episode on Thursday, but like I said, it's just a lot of things that have been going on where I'm just tired and I'm ready to go back to sleep because it's just like one of those things where I'm just like, ugh. I was out last night with Tori and her nephew, John, who I didn't even know John was going to come over or was coming over until, you know, 4 o'clock yesterday. But I get a phone call from Hyundai. And I'm thinking, all right, this is cool. You know, why is Hyundai calling me? They're like, hey, you know, we want your car. And they're like, in order for you to get your car, we have to appraise it and see what it's worth and this, that, and third. And meanwhile, my car has like 130,000 miles on it. So there's no warranty. There's nothing in it. And I'm talking to the guy. The salesman, he's like, all right, let's see what your car's worth, and yada yada yada. He's like, wow, you owe this month negative equity, and in order for you to get the car, if you wanted to, you could repo the car, and but that will kill your credit for like 7 years. And I'm just like, I don't want to repo my car for 7 years. You must be out of your mind. So the whole gist of the matter is, I would owe. My car payment would be in the upper sixes, like $600 a month, which I'm not in the mood to pay for that. I already pay too much for a car for that matter. And if I wanted a new car, I would have to repo the car that I'm in right now. And I'm just like, what the fuck? What? Like, why? Why do I have to physically do that? Why can't I just get a car? And then it turns out, you know, just because I owe a lot more money, I have like 2 more years left on the car. But I don't even know if the car is like going to last me 2 years just because there's just minimum problems with it. Like the main problem with the car that I have is the air being broken and it burning oil. And I checked an air replacement. And from what I'm seeing, it's only about $400 or $500 just to fix it, which isn't a bad deal. I mean, if they could fix the air, that would be great. I'll be free of that. But then I looked at burning oil and what that repair costs, and that's in like, that's a couple G's right there. I'm like, holy hell, like it's like $5,000 just to see why it's burning oil. It's nuts. I mean, I don't know. I really don't. Like, I kind of just want to get a new car altogether. Just put a down payment on a used one and use that as like a beater car. That way I have two cars. And apparently if you buy multiple cars, it lowers your insurance. I don't know how that works. But I mean, I don't know. I was really upset about that yesterday. And I'm sitting in the dealership and I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Like, I'm really upset. I'm really kind of depressed about this right now. It's really not fun, but oh well. I also just kind of came to terms like, hey, you know, it is what it is. I got to do what I got to do. Whatever. No big deal. So yeah. I'm tired. Like, I think this like week is really killing me. And I know Monday is going to be even worse because I'm going to be working 5 days. I got a meeting on Monday. I got a bunch of stuff happening. And then I got to get rent ready as well. I'm just tired, you know. Just really beat. So, you know, it is what it is. It's just one of those days where I'm just like not in the mood and I'm tired and I'm ready to go to bed, you know? So that's a different story for a different day. So last week, Tori and I were dog sitting for her dad, so I took off last Friday. And so whenever I do Lyft, I encounter the strangest people. I told the story the other day about me going to a park in the middle of, like, you know, I think it was like 9 o'clock at night. And I went to go pick up this person and they weren't there, speaking gibberish and yada, yada, whatever. So in any event, we take off Friday and I tell Tori, I'm like, hey, I got to pay some stuff. Let me go and pay for it real quick. And she's like, all right, whatever. So I'm doing Lyft. I'm driving all day. And I get a weird person in the car. He starts talking about John Wick. She's like, yeah, I love John Wick. And he's a, I love his movies. And I could watch them all the time. And yada, 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 yada. And I'm thinking to myself, like, look, like, John Wick's a great movie, but I don't really care. So, but anyways, she was like telling me, this woman that I drove, she's like telling me she loves John Wick. And then she starts asking me about her job. And she's like, tell me this and tell me how this and tell me how that. And I'm thinking to myself, this person's like psycho. Why are you at, like, why are you complaining about your job? So we're, basically we're talking and she tells me she has a boyfriend and I'm like, yeah, you know, I like to do this and my wife and I do this. And then she's like, what do you do for fun? I said, I would love to go urban exploring because I used to do that when I was a kid. And as soon as we get about 2 minutes from our destination, she says, wait, you're married? I said, yeah, why? She's like, oh, I was going to ask for your number. I was like, whoa, 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 don't you have a boyfriend? And she was like, yeah, we've been dating for 7 years. And I'm thinking that's as long as Tori and I have been together almost. And she's like, yeah, I was going to ask for your number, but, you know, I don't want to ruin that. And I was just joking about the whole getting your number thing. And I'm thinking, why do you even joke about that? But I know she wasn't joking. Like, she wanted my number for a Netflix and chill type deal, which is like, all right, whatever. But still, like, why would you even joke like that? If you're with a guy for 7 years and if you want to leave, you have the right to leave. I mean, honestly, everyone has the right to leave a relationship. If you don't, if you're not happy with your relationship, you can damn well leave. It's no big deal, you know? So, yeah, I just don't understand, like, why she wanted my number or why she felt the need to just ask. All she had to say was, like, hey, you know, like, I kind of like you. Would you ever want to hang out? And I would say no. I would tell her no, not at all. But, yeah, it was just weird. You know, I do get hit on a lot by women driving, and I do tell my wife, like, hey, this person hit on me, and I'm not trying to brag because I'm not a big fan of, like, ruining relationships. I guess you could say back when I was a kid, I didn't care as much. Like, when I was in my 20s, like, I guess early 20s before I got with Tori, I guess you could say I was kind of that guy who just didn't care. I had no filter. I was a fuckboy back then. But still, it's just like, you have to learn boundaries when it comes to being in a relationship. Like, a relationship's a relationship. That's the way I look at it. Like, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you cheat on somebody, that's different than being married. Because, like, once you're married, you're in a whole different ball game. And I will admit on the show, because I never really admit personal things about me, but I will say I've made out with married women not knowing they were married. I hooked up with with a future bride, a future wife, meaning like she was at a bachelorette party, and we hooked up in the back of her car. And the more and more I think about what I did, that was shitty of me to do. And, you know, I would never want that to come about when it comes to a marriage of who you're with. Like, Tori and I, we've been together for almost 10 years. That's a long time. Anything could happen within those 10 years, but I know from both of our standards, we take cheating very seriously. So if one of us were to cheat, it would be a different thing. So, I mean, personally, I don't think, or I do think, let's put it that way. I think if you're cheating on your significant other, regardless of what you're doing, then you should leave the relationship. You honestly should. That's just my personal opinion. But I just don't think like ruining a marriage or a 7-year relationship is really worth it. Like, if you're not happy with somebody, you're not happy. But it turns out, like, I think this girl doing Lyft was not happy at all. Like, just the fact that she's like, let's hook up because, you know, I'm not happy with my boyfriend. He's weird. Well, then why are you with the guy? I don't even know where I'm going with this. I just went on a tangent about how cheating's wrong and how women should not do that. You know? Even men, too, because men are as bad as women. I used to say, I'll never forget, the first episode of TJTV, it was TJ Talks formerly, I talked and berated women. It's bad, I know. It's not my proudest moment. But, you know, I feel that I've evolved a lot more than what I did back in the day. I really do feel that way. But, you know, I do accept what I do, not all the time. Like, I accept how wrong I can be. And I feel like that's like something that I'm trying to work on, because I know most of the time I'm not always right. But yeah. Oh well. Oh, in any event, so where was I even going? So anyways, I'm doing this. I get asked to hook up with this girl, whatever. Anyways, I drop her off, tell Tori, and then we're going to her dad's house to go dog sit. We're watching the dogs. We get to Philly, and then we're watching the dogs, and we're watching the movie, whatever. So, I kid you not, we are about to go to bed, and we're going to go sleep in our dad's room. We go into her dad's room, the dogs get on the bed, we're about to go to sleep, we're talking, and then she goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa," and I look down, I see a cockroach come from the air vent into her dad's closet with a whole bunch of shoes. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to sleep with a cockroach roaming around. So she takes out the shoes one by one. She starts looking just so we can grab it. And I'm thinking to myself, like, imagine like seeing a cockroach just run across. And like, I'm thinking of the worst things, like, because, like, a big fear of mine is getting, like, bugs in my ear. And I know that's a thing. Like, people can get, like, bugs in their ears. And there's, like, a nerve on your eardrum where, like, if a bug's walking, you can feel it. And it's just so gross. Like, I even get weary with ants. Because, like, I know sometimes in the spring and summer, like, we get ants that roam around our house if we don't have traps down. But we put, like, a lot of traps down for the ants now from what we did do back then. But, yeah, like, it's creepy. Like, just, so I'm thinking the worst. Like, there's going to be a bug in my ear. It's going to crawl in my mouth, crawl in my face. And I'm just not about it. So, in any event, nothing happened. We get up. And then it's, like, a day like this. It's, like, a crappy Saturday. So then we go to this place called the Gall House in Philly. Great place. And I'm like, well, where do you want to sit? She's like, I kind of want to go downstairs, but downstairs is closed. I'm like, yeah. So we go to a bar, and we're sitting at the bar. And there's this guy sitting next to us, and he's saying the most wild things. He keeps asking me questions. And he had, like, maybe two beers, but I'm just sitting there. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? I'm like, stop. Please shut up. Like, this is so annoying. Yeah, he keeps asking me questions. I'm just so, like, getting tired of this guy. And then he said the most... It sounded kind of racist what he said. And he said, and I quote, he's like, watching the football draft is like watching... watching slavery on TV. And I'm thinking, I'm like, come on, dude. I'm like, why would you say that? And why would you even think that? I mean, honestly. It's weird, too. Like, a lot of white people will say the most racist shit. And then when you call them out on it, they're like, oh, I'm not racist. So it's like this, like, my best friend, when I was in elementary school, his name's Simmer, and he can agree to this, he can definitely vouch for what my mom did. This kid was Pakistani, and when I grew up, when I was 6 years old, I saw 9/11 happen. 9/11 was on my television. I saw planes going into the towers, and everyone knew they were Pakistani people. In any event, my best friend in second grade, he was a Pakistani kid. His name's Simmer. And my mom allowed me to hang out with this kid because all of their parents were afraid of him and his family for being Pakistani because of 9/11. And Simmer was a great kid. Nicest kid in the world. We still talk from time to time. But just the fact that, like, a lot of people were racist towards Pakistani people, and they were afraid of him, which I don't understand it, and I never will understand it. Well, I get it because of what happened, but at the same time, I don't get it. But anyways, this guy just said the most racist thing. And it just, like, baffles me how there are still people who want to live back in that era. It really does baffle me. They want to live back in, like, the 60s, it's when segregation was a big thing. Or back in the 1800s, I guess. Because it's just wrong, I think. It really is wrong. You know? But, yeah, this guy was just out of control. He was just saying some, like, messed up shit. And he eventually left. But that was kind of cool that he left. But, no, we actually had a pretty good weekend watching the dogs with their dad at our dad's house. I mean, I'm not a fan of Philly. But where he lives, it's not a bad area. He lives in Port Richmond, like, in that area. So it was a pretty good area. But he actually lives about a few miles from... Kensington, which is not a good area, but that's a different story for a different day. Oh well. Yeah, but you know, this week was just kind of weird. Got a haircut, and then I got the idea, like, I'm getting a car, and I kind of knew I wasn't going to get the car. I honestly did. But oh, big story is Sixers lost. They're blown from the playoffs. Oh, well. In any event. So here's what we're going to do. Let's take a break. I got a new clip I want to share with you. And actually, it was on a show, Don't Back Down. So for the radio, I work at an AM station, and I work for a classic rock station. And I actually was a guest. I guess you could say like a co-host, because I did kind of co-host a little bit. But I have a clip of me being on the air with one of the guys from Don't Back Down. And it's a Republican show, Republican-based show, which I'm not really Republican. Like, here's the thing with me, with my political standpoints. I agree with both sides. I agree with Democrats, and I agree with Republicans. So I'm kind of like in the middle. But if I had to pick and choose, I would definitely not pick Biden, nor would I even pick Trump, to be honest. But I don't know. We need somebody who isn't old. That's just my personal opinion. My opinion doesn't matter, but the whole election thing's coming up. But in any event, I'm going to play a clip of me being on Don't Back Down, and then I'm going to play a couple more commercials and come back, maybe close the show, talk a little bit more. We'll see. All right. I'll see you guys in just a few moments.
Clip number three, comedian Jimmy Carr on food prices.
Here's a frightening fact. If you took all the money that we in the West spend on food in 1 week, you could feed the third world for 1 year. Now, I don't know about you good people, but I can't help feeling we're being overcharged for our groceries.
I got to tell you, I used to go to Whole Foods. Maybe it was $150 a week, something like that, for two people. You know, maybe bought a few things that were a little higher priced. I can't get out of there for less than $300 today.
That's how it is. It's just my wife and I. We don't have kids, so it's like $250 for us.
And you're not buying anything. I mean, I'm not buying anything. I'm buying chicken. I don't even eat that much meat anymore. Some fish here and there. And you got. I'm looking at $300. In fact, I went in the other day and I had a cart full of stuff. And I said, what's the price of this, my charges today, $4,000? And she laughed. She goes, it's going to get close to that. So just in keeping, DG, I agree with you. It's just unbelievable what's going on.
I mean, we went to the supermarket yesterday and bought like maybe, I don't know, like three things. It was like $30. I'm like, really? I'm like, that's like back in 2018, 2019, when we first moved out, our bill was maybe like $120. And now it's jacked up to another like $100.
Yeah. So the point is, inflation is the most insidious tax a government can perpetrate on its people.
Whether from a severe storm or age, even a small leak can have devastating effects on you. I'm going to shoot you, TJ, on your building and its occupants. With so much at stake, be proactive.
This looks retarded, like crazy.
We now return to a live production of Inside Scoop Radio.
To you guys makes me depressed. Talking television at the casual party. Here's some great new friends. Get started off.
Hey, yo. Welcome back. Great song. Really cool. Really great song. You know, I have not heard a single new song from them in a long time. And I don't know what they're up to. I mean, I could actually double check. Like, let's see, like, if there's any good music. Because, like, they do have pretty good songs. I mean, to be brutally honest, I love one or two of their songs. But the fact of the matter is, you don't see or hear anything from them anymore. Like The Funeral, for one. This is a great song. I discovered this song actually from 127 Hours with James Franco. And in the trailer, they played this song. And it's a beautiful song. Like, just listen to it for a few seconds. I'm coming up only to hold you under.
and coming up only to show you wrong. And to know you is hard, and we wonder. To know you all wrong.
Here's the build up. WPIAWC Band of Horses Radio. No, and that, okay, so yeah, in any event, I have not heard one thing from this band. It's been forever since I've heard a good song from them. But you know, they have a lot of good hits, so Band of Horses, check that out. I'm sure there's a lot of their music on Spotify, and I'm sure a lot of their music is on YouTube as well. So the other day, I was here on Tuesday in studio, and Tyler, one of the guys I work with, he was, I don't know how we got on the topic of this, but he was talking about Pop-Tarts and milk, and I'm thinking, Pop-Tarts and milk, that sounds gross. He's like, yeah, you just get s'mores Pop-Tarts and dip them in milk, and I'm thinking, that's gross. Like, I've heard a lot of outrageous things and things that I wouldn't try. Like, for example, my cousin Jamie was like, you know, you should try peanut butter and jelly with ketchup and mustard. And I'm like, that's even worse. Like, like Pop-Tarts and milk, I could kind of see it, but it's gross because there's so many different flavors of Pop-Tarts. You got the s'mores, the brown sugar cinnamon, strawberry, blueberry, snickerdoodle. You got all these, like, flavors. But, I mean, it made me kind of stay away from Pop-Tarts because when we went shopping, Tori was like, hey, do you want, like, Pop-Tarts? I'm like, no. I'm kind of grossed out by the fact that we have a guy that I work with that just does Pop-Tarts and milk. It's kind of gross. To be brutally honest, I think it is. I'll take a drink real quick. It's weird, though. And you know what? Like, we were having a fire last night, Tori and I, and when we were having a fire, Tori sent me a video of people burning Rice Krispie treats. And I'm thinking to myself, that doesn't sound too appetizing, but she said it was good. I don't know. There's a lot of people that have a lot of different great food groups, like weird food ideas. I mean, I don't know. It's kind of like putting ketchup on Kraft mac and cheese. Because that's what my sister used to do all the time. You know? And even that's kind of gross, too. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I really couldn't do it. I'm not a fan of it. I truly am not a fan. It sounds gross. Oh, well. Yeah, I don't know. By the way, I got a lot of good feedback on the last couple episodes I did with Joe and Josh, and a lot of people loved the long interviews. A lot of people liked the music that Joe played. And, you know, I just love doing interviews with people. And before, like, my show officially ends, there is, like, one person I want to grab. There's a couple people I want to grab. But, yeah, it's just, I don't know. Everyone always says, like, oh, doing a podcast every week is hard. And they're right, it is. It's really hard, actually. I wish it wasn't as hard as, like, everyone made it sound. But, you know, Better Call Saul voted the 13th greatest TV show of all time in a new poll. Wow. then what's number one? So, yeah, so let me read this real quick. So a lot of, there's like a poll right now of the top 15 greatest TV shows of all time. I'm going to name them. I'll start with number 15, The Twilight Zone. Everyone knows The Twilight Zone. The Wire, never saw it. Better Call Saul is 13. Seinfeld's number 12. I could never get into Seinfeld. I mean, Seinfeld was not a great show to me. Like, my dad would watch it all the time. I just never could get into it. I tried to get into it multiple times, couldn't get into it. Scooby-Doo. Well, what's number? Hold on. Scooby-Doo is number 11. That's a great show. Looney Tunes is number 10. Sherlock. That is a great show with Martin Freeman and Benedict Cumberbatch. That is actually a really great show. So here's a quick little story about that. Tori was telling me about Sherlock. Plug my phone in. She was telling me about Sherlock, and I actually really enjoyed the show. So, yes, that is a good show. All together. Then you got Band of Brothers. I saw that in, like, you know, sophomore year of high school, coming in at number 8. And then you got Tom and Jerry, number 7, okay. Stranger Things, I agree with that. Top 5. The Sopranos, I've always wanted to watch it, just never had a chance to. The Office, eh. Friends, it's number 3. Game of Thrones is number 2. And number 1, Breaking Bad. I kind of agree with that. I don't know. I don't think Breaking Bad was the greatest show of all time, but I could be wrong, actually. So, yeah, no. Those were the top best TV shows, top 15 of all time. That's actually kind of amazing, though. I'm surprised Stranger Things made the list. But I don't know. I really am surprised that that show made the list. I could, hey, who knows what's going to happen in another 20 years. I don't know. There's a lot of shows, though, on TV that I just can't get into. Like, I tried to get into Moon Knight. Wasn't a fan of it. But Tori and I really don't watch a lot of TV. I mean, we watch a lot of sports, but yeah, I'm just not a fan of, like, a lot of shows nowadays. Like, I've always wanted to watch Outer Banks because it was kind of like the Goonies on the Goonies in the 21st century type deal. But, yeah, I just could never get into it. So the other day, on Friday, Howard Stern had President Joe Biden on his show. And, you know, aside from politics, I like stories. I like hearing stories, and I just love a lot of that stuff. But a lot of Republicans are attacking him for having Biden on his show. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why does it matter who he likes? Why does it matter who he has on a show? Is that what we're really fighting about? Oh, he had President Joe Biden on the show. He's a Democrat. Who cares? I really want to know about that. A lot of people who are so far right and so far left, they're going to like him or hate him. I'm in the middle where I don't care. I mean, personally, I don't think Biden should be in office. He's too old, in my personal opinion, but hey. But the same thing goes for Trump as well. So it's kind of like a win-lose or a lose-lose type of situation. But, I mean, I enjoyed the interview. I enjoyed that he actually had the president on. I mean, I think that's an accomplishment, personally. If you have the president on your show, that's like saying I had the governor on my show. I mean, I actually enjoyed the interview, regardless of what Biden says or said. Whether it was a lie or not, I actually kind of enjoyed the interview. And now everyone's going to say, TJ, you're a Democrat, I hate you. It's not even about being a Democrat or Republican. It's the story. The story of how he became, how he maybe thought about it. I don't know. Like, personally, I don't know. what's a lie and what's not. A lot of people say Joe Biden has lied. I don't think he's really lied. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing with Trump, too. Like, does Trump lie? Probably. I don't know. Everyone's just too crazy nowadays with politics. And I'm, for once, like, I'm sick of it all. Honestly. So, you know. But yeah, I just thought it was really cool they had the president on. I mean, if I can get, like, the president or the governor on, that would be pretty cool as well, I think. So, yeah. I think that would be a pretty cool thing to do. What the hell am I watching? A rhino giving birth. I hate those videos like that. Nuts. Some of these videos that I see on Facebook and all that, it's just kind of crazy. You know? It really is. So, oh well. Oh, by the way, Dan Snyder is suing the producers that made the show Quiet on the Set. He's suing those guys. And it's kind of weird. Like, the fact of the matter is, Dan Snyder did what he did. And I'm not defending the guy. But he should have known, like, what he was doing was wrong. Like, making sexual innuendos to jokes. And I just feel like what he did was wrong. It kind of made me over, like, double think what they were doing on the shows. But Dan Snyder had to have known that this was bound to happen. But I saw the whole show and I thought it was kind of just messed up, just with some of the stuff. You know what I mean? But he said, I'm suing them for defamation. Yeah, defamation, I think was the word. But yeah, I thought that was kind of screwed up. Same thing, and the one thing I hate about Twitter. Oh, another thing. Jason Kelce signed a deal with ESPN to become the newest addition to Monday Night Football pre-game broadcast crew. So that's something good. I like Jason Kelce. He retired and, you know, now he's going to become a broadcaster. Whatever happened to Tom Brady becoming a... Like, wasn't Tom Brady supposed to become a broadcaster? Honestly, I think that was something he was, like, supposed to do. And he just never... I don't know. He just never did. So the person that got fired pretty much got fired for nothing because Brady never did anything this year. And, like, there's always rumors about, you know, Tom Brady's coming back and blah, blah, blah. No, I don't think he's coming back. I mean, he should, but oh well. Yeah. Like I said, though, I'm tired. It's early morning for me on a Saturday. Usually I sleep in, but oh well. It is what it is. All right. So I guess we're going to go. I'll be back later on, probably Wednesday. More than likely, if not Tuesday. We'll see about that. And, yeah, so I don't really think there's much going on. Slow day today. Slow news day. That's what I'm going to have to do, like, when I have my own show. Like, when I have my own show, I'm going to have to, like, prepare about what happened on the radio. So... yeah, I don't know. This week has just been kind of a weird week, though, for me. It's been, like, one of those, like, weird weeks. You ever have a weird week and it's just, like, ugh. But, yeah. Weird weeks and crazy things. A lot of you have also been asking if I'm going to bring back the back-to-work stories. And I want to. It's just going back and finding one. It's going to be a little bit hard. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Like I said, there's a lot of things I want to do with the show, and I have a lot of ideas I want to run by as well. So, I don't know. We'll see. Also, the 9-year show is coming up next month. Literally, it's a month from now, so I got to figure that out ASAP. And, pretty soon we'll have some more friends. And then I'm off for the summer. Should be great. Oh, I can't wait for that to be off the summer from podcasting 2 whole months. Are you going to miss me when I take off in the summer? Honestly, let me know. All right, so that's really it. All right, love you all to death. See you guys later, and bye.
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I'd go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats.